Kumano is deeply associated with fertility and healing. It's a sacred paradise on earth where one can be spiritually as well as physically purified. Pilgrims traveling to Kumano were believed to return ritually reborn and filled with the energy of the Kumano deities. There was no medical system like we have today, and people often relied on faith in shamanistic healers and the power of deities. These strong beliefs led many pilgrims suffering from disease and disability to set off upon the arduous journey to Kumano. In pre-modern times, the road to Kumano was an isolated trail, often through extreme wilderness environments with dangerous river crossings and severe weather. For some, death was not just a ritual or symbolic aspect of the pilgrimage, but a real possibility. The people of Kumano always interacted positively with the pilgrims, and there are many accounts of the locals helping travelers in need. For example, visually impaired pilgrims would often receive food and money and be led to the next village where another person would repeat the process. This warm traditional hospitality to travelers has continued unceasingly for over 1,000 years. But even with the dedicated helpfulness of the locals, thousands of people perished on their journey of faith. This 30-centimeter tall statue was erected by the villagers close by centuries ago, in dedication to an apprentice monk who passed away only hundreds of meters before the next village. Even to this very day, local people warm-heartedly take care of this statue by offering flowers, and when the cold winter winds blow, they keep its spirit warm by covering it with a straw hood. Ancient traditions and beliefs are still alive in Kumano's spiritual countryside.